Shochanit Churkinian. She was born in 87 and died in 1927, and was a very important voice in socialist and feminist poetry. She founded the first Panchakian women's political group in Alexandropol and had to flee to Rostov on Don to escape the Tsarist police. She later moved back to Soviet Armenia, where she lived until her death.
I want to leave. I want to leave, but not a lavish life trapped in obscurity, indifferent and foolish, nor as an outright hostage of artificial beauty, a frail creature, delicate and feeble, but equal to you, O men, prosperous as you are, powerful and headstrong, fit against calamities, ingenious in mind, with bodies full of vigor. I want to love unreserved, without a mask, self-willed like you, so that when in love I can sing my feelings to the world and unchain my heart, a woman's heart, before the crowds, ignoring their stern judgments with my shield and destroy the pointed arrows aimed at me with all my vitality unrestrained. I want to act equal next to you as a loyal member of the people. Let me suffer again and again, night or day, wandering from one place to another, always struggling for the ideal of freedom, and let this burden torment me in my exile, if only I may gain a purpose in this life. I want to eat comfortably, as you do, from that same fair bread from which I gave my share of holy work in the struggle of existence, humble and meek, without feeling shame. Let me shed sweat and tears for a blessed earning. Let scarlet blood flow from my workers' hands, and let my back tire in pain. I want to fight first as your rival, standing against you with an old vengeance, since absurdly and without mercy you turned me into a vassal through love and force. Then, after clearing these disputes of my gender, I want to fight against the agonies of life courageously like you, hand in hand, facing this struggle to be or not. I wanted to sing. I wanted to sing. They told me I could not. I wove my own songs.
Quiet, you're a girl.
But when in this troubled world an elegy I became, I spoke to the hearts of many, the more I sang.
Soon she'll get tired, they
the
said.
The louder I sang.
Fast. Her voice will fail.
But I kept singing endlessly. That's when they started to cajole.
All the translations we're reading are by Shushan Avagian. I pity you. I pity you, dull-witted women, for chasing after rouge and beauty aids, wasting away your time without a goal, with faces adorned for lewd sale, for using any possible means to always please and gratify man, day and night obsessing only how to set traps of jealousy, for robbing those who love you of their last penny earned in pain at times of distress, callous and low like owls you hoot, playing the victim, for having a subtle instinct of marketing, selling yourselves for the highest price, bickering endlessly of a style, appearance, a circus show of fashion rivalry. I pity you, vain captives, whose thoughts are lost in folds of velvet, for having minds that are utterly vacant, for having hearts that are tainted with deceit. And finally, a poem called The Workers. We are the ones coming in our worn-out jackets, oil-stained and sooty, trampled cabs and dirty hair, jaundiced, poor, barefoot, sometimes pale, sometimes docile, sometimes marked with the black stamp of hunger and quiet suffering, sometimes filled with riotous disdain, unruly rage and vengeance, with the wearisome pain of aging too soon, longing for light and fresh air, hopeful for a dignified life, with deep wounds still raw in our hearts, we are the ones coming. We, the workers, unpaid hands toiling for the bloated stomachs, the layers of fat, the mounds of gold. We, the workers, comrades in sorrow and tears, half-starved life, prison and exile. We, the workers, twisted in the drive to live and cheaply sold in the base marketplace of existence. Oh, monstrous leeches, vile stranglers of invention of human life, you insensible moles with your corrupt lust for opulence, you shameful grave diggers and hangman of sacred freedom, you soul-snatching demons of new hopes, you sated bodies, impoverished souls. Perhaps our afflicted faces aren't moving enough for your gentle senses. For isn't it true that you feed yourselves, you prosper and grow from every drop of our blood, our salty, bitter sweat, our endless flood of tears, our strong, laboring arms, our bent backs, restless souls, our terror of unimagined death always lurking above our heads? And disgruntled, you throw a few petty crumbs as payment for our labors, as if we were humanity's stepchildren, and you, the fittest wrestlers of enjoyment and unjust life. Yes, we are coming out of the age-old furnace of privation, out of persecution, out of slavery, we, the neglected, to smash the ruler's glory with our chests, to break the throne of violence, the slave's chains, to build a new path for ourselves and others, deserving of freedom. That's how we are coming.